This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Are you ready? DeSean Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding? Unbelievable.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, Taco Man Radio is in your face. Live from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. My name is Johnny Taco, and for the next hour, I hope to entertain you, inform you, maybe enrage you. The bottom line is, let's have some fun for the next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And since this is Saturday night on the West Coast, Sunday morning on the East Coast, some of you might have been drinking. I understand that. You don't want to come on the air. Okay, I'll give you the out here. That's right, the Sports Byline text line. You can text us. Don't have to come on the air, but you can get your opinion made. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613, the studio text line. So we'll be talking a little comedy tonight. Of course, Seth Meyers will be here, not once but twice. That's right, the great Seth Meyers, the king of late night TV. But wait, we're not done. We'll bring in our main star, the star of the show, folks. We'll talk about Mr. Dominic Jimenez. And Dom's Diner, of course, will rock and roll in segment three. But wait, I'm not done. I bring you one of the hottest chicks in sports. When I say hot, I don't mean she's extreme. She's easy to look at, no doubt about it. I'm talking about Rachel Nichols, of course, of ESPN. Well, she just rocks and rolls. And this week she'll be talking about Steph Curry and his value to the Golden State Warriors. Of course, Steph having some issues as far as injuries concerned. The bottom line is the Warriors are not the Warriors without the great Steph Curry. You are tuned in the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Center, where this is the Taco Man Audio Magazine, live from San Francisco, California.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Looking for the next great crowdfunding opportunity? Check out PondHop, the rewards marketing engagement program for small to medium-sized businesses. Currently funding on Kickstarter, this is a great chance to get in at the start of an innovative way to use social media to grow your business. Co-founded by one of Facebook's founding engineers, PondHop uses a unique point system to give business owners a fun way to reward their loyal clients and customers. To learn more and to make a pledge, head to Kickstarter and search for PondHop, revolutionizing rewards for consumers and businesses.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
I love iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
This is Sports Overnight America.
President Trump is becoming more lawless amid a power grab at the Justice Department and a recount in Florida. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. Trump has always seen the law not as a constraint on his power, but as a tool to protect and enrich himself. Today, for example, he attacked Democrats for saying they'll investigate him now that they control the House, tweeting the prospect of presidential harassment by the Dems is causing the stock market big headaches. And last week, he said that if Democrats in the House use their power to investigate him, he'll just turn around and investigate them.
Are you offering an my way or highway scenario to the Democrats? You're saying that if they start investigating you, that you can play that game and investigate
better
them.
Better than them.
Can you compartmentalize
that? And I think I know more than they know.
No. No, you don't. Trump's like a Gotham City gangster who thinks he can outsmart Batman and ends up dangling from a gargoyle. Bad news, Batman. I also have a utility belt. Oh, son of a bitch! Oh, I'm upside down again. Oh, that backfired. Grifters always think they can outsmart everyone else, and that's what Trump is, a grifter who surrounds himself with other grifters. Right now, as we speak, Trump is being sued in federal court for defrauding investors. He just appointed an acting attorney general who advised a firm accused of scamming customers, and his candidate for Senate in Florida, the state's governor, was involved in one of the largest Medicare frauds in American history.
President Trump, three of his adult children, and their company are now facing a new lawsuit over allegedly conning consumers in a, quote, systematic fraud and pattern of racketeering.
Matt Whitaker, the now acting attorney general after Jeff Sessions was fired, he is now linked to a company referred to as a scam.
Rick Scott earned his fortune in healthcare administration. He served as the CEO of the Columbia Hospital Corporation. Scott resigned in 1997 amid a fraud scandal encompassing Medicare, Medicaid, and other federal programs.
Man, if these guys weren't in politics, they'd be selling fake Rolexes on the sidewalk in Times Square.
Of course it's a real Rolex. The extra X is for extreme.
Trump's entire career has been built on scamming people. In fact, even in the closing weeks of the presidential campaign, Trump was personally involved in a scheme to break campaign finance law by paying hush money to hide his alleged affairs, as we learned on Friday.
The Wall Street Journal reporting federal prosecutors have evidence that Donald Trump played a central role in paying off women during the 2016 campaign who claimed they had affairs with him.
The Wall Street Journal reporting that during the 2016 campaign, Donald Trump closely coordinated with American Media Inc. chairman David Pecker to silence two women who claimed they had affairs with Trump.
You know, there's a lot that's hard to believe about the Trump era, but one thing I will never get over is the fact that the president asked a friend to help him cover up an affair with a Playboy model, and that friend's last name was literally Pecker. It's like the worst screenplay in a freshman creative writing class. I need a name for the guy who covers up the sex stuff. Oh, I know. I'll call him Rex Penis. So prosecutors now have evidence that Trump personally violated election law during a presidential campaign, which makes it pretty convenient that he just installed an acting attorney general, Matt Whitaker, who is very much a Trump loyalist. And much like Trump, Whitaker also has a history with fraud.
Whitaker later joined the advisory board and was first paid in October 2014 for a company that has since been shut down and slapped with a $26 million fine by federal authorities. World Patent Marketing billed itself as helping investors secure patents, and Whitaker was hands-on.
It's a unique design that's going to help.
Showcasing a hot tub invention in this post from the company.
That's right. The new Attorney General of the United States was involved in a scam selling hot tubs. Not only does this administration keep adding grifters, the scams keep getting worse. Our next Secretary of State's going to be a guy who forges signatures on baseballs. How did Trump pick this guy? Well, Whitaker basically auditioned for the role by going on TV and criticizing the Russia investigation. In fact, at one point, Whitaker, who now oversees the Russia investigation, said the infamous meeting Donald Trump Jr. had with the Russians at Trump Tower in 2016, totally fine.
If you have somebody that you trust that is saying you need to meet with this individual because they have information about your opponent, you would take that meeting. You certainly want to have any advantage, any legal advantage you can, and one of those main advantages is to know what your opponent is either, you know, I mean, all sorts of things that could be happening. Hillary Clinton, there was so much smoke around her.
There was smoke around her. Trump has so much smoke around him, he looks like he's been hanging out on Willie Nelson's tour bus. So on Friday, reporters asked Trump if he had picked Whitaker because he saw him on TV attacking the Russia investigation, and Trump made it sound like he'd never even met the guy.
Well, Matt Whitaker, I don't know Matt Whitaker.
So there you go. Trump says there's no conflict of interest because he doesn't know Matt Whitaker. And if Trump says something, then you know. He also said the exact opposite.
In the Washington Post this morning, it says that you talked to the Attorney General's chief of staff about replacing the Attorney General. Apparently, according to the Post, you talked to Matthew Whitaker. Anything to that story?
Well, I never talk about that, but I can tell you Matt Whitaker's a great guy. I mean, I know Matt Whitaker.
Of course he knows him. If anyone looks like they should be friends with Trump, it's poor man's Telly Savalas over here. And on top of everything else, Whitaker's appointment itself might be illegal. Whitaker wasn't next in line at the Justice Department, and he's never been confirmed by the Senate. Last week, two prominent lawyers wrote an op-ed arguing that Whitaker's appointment was unconstitutional. And one of those lawyers has a personal connection to the White House.
Kellyanne Conway's own husband, George Conway, a self-described conservative, co-authored an op-ed in the New York Times, calling Whitaker's appointment as acting AG unconstitutional, illegal, and invalid.
That's right. One of the authors of the op-ed was George Conway, the husband of White House counselor Kellyanne Conway. And this isn't even the first time he's criticized Trump in public. What's that marriage like? Honey, could you pass the chicken? There is no chicken. I'm looking right at the chicken. That's not chicken. That's alternative meatloaf. Trump was asked on Friday about George Conway's criticism, and he decided to attack the husband of one of his closest advisors.
Is Kellyanne's husband wrong?
Who?
Kellyanne's husband wrote this.
You mean Mr. Kellyanne Conway? Why don't you ask Kellyanne that question, all right? All right. She might know him better than me. I really don't know the guy.
Okay, so he definitely knows the guy. But Trump, of course, is no expert in marriage. In fact, after that talk with reporters, Trump started to walk away to get on his helicopter and forgot that he left his wife standing by herself off camera.
I'll see you in Europe.
Yeah,
No, that's the polite way to do it. You take a big bendy arc. In olden times, that was considered chivalrous. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
At least he went back for her. Melania won, Umbrella zero. It's obvious that Trump wants Whitaker to rein in the Russia probe and the special counsel Robert Mueller, but when he was asked about Mueller on Friday, Trump claimed he wasn't even thinking about it.
I haven't ruled out anything. I haven't even thought about it. I'm thinking about the world.
The world? Globalist. You should be thinking about America first. Of course, there is. There is one other thing on Trump's mind, and that's the recount in Florida, where the GOP candidates for governor and Senate, Ron DeSantis and Rick Scott, are narrowly leading. After Election Day, officials were still counting mail ballots and provisional ballots, which is totally normal and happens in every election. But Trump and Scott have been lying and spreading baseless conspiracy theories about non-existent voter fraud.
Every Floridian should be concerned there may be rampant fraud happening in Palm Beach and Broward counties.
Any evidence of
fraud? Well, you take a look at the past. Take a look at the
right
past.
Now,
and all of a sudden, they're finding votes? You mean after the election, they're finding votes?
Yeah. That's when you find votes, after people cast them.
I planted seeds in my garden, and 2 weeks later, I'm finding flowers? Fraud.
And then today, Trump tweeted that the vote counting should just stop because his candidates are ahead.
The Florida election should be called in favor of Rick Scott and Ron DeSantis, and that large numbers of new ballots showed up out of nowhere, and many ballots are missing or forged. An honest vote count is no longer possible. Ballots massively infected. Must go with election night.
Hey, man, you don't get to just stop counting the votes because you're ahead. Trump's like a guy who starts a game of horse, scores one basket, and says, actually, we were playing, so I win. I win. I'm the winner. You're... Trump was then asked if he had any evidence that there was fraud happening in Florida, and since there is no evidence, he had no answer.
You notice the votes never go the other way? They hire lawyers, and the votes don't ever seem to go the Republican way. Although I hear, well, I don't know, you tell me.
All right, we'll tell you no. You don't have evidence of fraud in Florida. In fact, I'd be shocked if you even knew which state Florida was. If you asked him to describe it, he'd probably say it's the one that's shaped like a...
pecker.
So... Trump doesn't have any evidence of voter fraud, but don't worry, he's putting his best people on it.
As soon as Democrats sent their best election-stealing lawyer, Mark Elias, to Broward County, they miraculously started finding Democrat votes. Don't worry, Florida, I am sending much better lawyers to expose the fraud.
Oh, you're going to send your lawyers to look at ballots like this guy? I'm not sure he's your best bet. I mean, look at him. He looks like he just got kicked in the...
pecker.
So... We have to get our pecker jokes in now while we can. The guys lying about non-existent voter fraud are the ones who have committed actual fraud. A grifter president put a grifter in charge of the Justice Department and is trying to get another grifter elected to the Senate. But like the grifter he is, Trump always abandons the people who serve him. Whether it's Attorney General, his personal fixer, or even someone as close to him, like his own...
pecker.
This has been a closer look.
From the king of late night TV to the king of sports byline. Next up, Dom's Diner with Dominique Jimenez, only on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What is good, everybody? It's time for another edition of Dom's Diner. We are open for business here, Sports Overnight America, Taco Man Audio Magazine Show. Let's do this thing. The diner's open. I've got some great specials for you all today. Let's start, as we always do, with some excellent winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winner, Jimmer Fredette. Yes, you remember the name Jimmer Fredette, former star, BYU basketball player, drafted high by the Sacramento Kings. NBA career didn't work out. Why is he a winner? Let me tell you this. Jimmer Fredette, for the last few years, has been playing in the Chinese Basketball Association, and earlier this week, Jimmer Fredette dropped 75 points for the Shanghai Sharks. They ended up losing by 4, but nonetheless, he dropped 75. Fredette went 23 of 34 from the floor, 7 of 10 from 3 for 75 points. You know, we see it now in the NBA. There's tons of players who, how are they on an NBA roster? Jimmer Fredette lighting it up in China. Now, yes, it's still China, but you have to wonder how soon before Jimmer Fredette gets another opportunity in the NBA with his prolific scoring outbursts in China. Might be due for another look. Second winner, Matt Barkley, another guy. Who? Oh, that's right. Yeah, Matt Barkley. I forgot about him. Matt Barkley, the former USC quarterback. He hasn't played in the NFL since 2016 with the Chicago Bears when he made 5 starts. Well, last weekend, Matt Barkley was back in the NFL playing again. The Buffalo Bills, devastated by injuries and terrible play. Cough, cough. Nathan Peterman, cough. Matt Barkley was signed. He was the quarterback. He took the field for the Bills against the Jets. 7.5-point underdogs the Bills were. And Matt Barkley got the W. That W. Big win for Matt Barkley and the Buffalo Bills. Matt Barkley goes 15 of 25 for 232 yards, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions in the game. bit of an upset. They still beat the Jets, so kind of can you really say it was an upset? But based on the Vegas line, a 7.5-point dog going into opposing team's home stadium and picking up the W, I think that has to technically qualify as a big upset, because 7.5 points is nothing to scoff at. So shout out to Matt Barkley, hasn't played since 2016, got the W for the Bills against the Jets with a very nice game. It wasn't even dumb luck where, you know, Barkley is very mediocre, but the run game and the defense wins it. No, Matt Barkley was a huge part of the win against the Jets. So shout out to Matt Barkley, you're definitely a winner this week. More winners, Duke freshman. The trio of Zion Williamson, R.J. Barrett, and Cam Reddish through three games are absolutely lighting up the NCAA. That includes a big win, very first game of the year over Michigan State, an absolute drumming. Wasn't even close. It was an absolute beatdown. Through three games, Zion Williamson, who, fun fact, would be the second heaviest player in the NBA if he were in the league right now at 285 pounds. The only person heavier than him currently is Boban Marjanovic, the center for the Clippers. And not only is Zion Williamson 285 pounds, would be the second heaviest NBA player, he flies around like he's LeBron James, like he's Michael Jordan, Julius Irving. Pick your favorite dunker in NBA history, Zion Williamson. There's a good chance he can out-dunk that person when they were in their prime. The dude can fly. The dude can move. And he's not just a dunker, and he's proving it. Zion Williamson through three games, 25 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists per game. Absolutely getting the job done. Not disappointing one bit for Coach K or the Duke program. But you know what? It's not enough that they've got one amazing freshman, because they have a second amazing freshman, R.J. Barrett from Canada. He's lighting it up. 25 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists per game. Just the two of them, that's 50 points, 16 rebounds, and 8 assists per game. And in the college game, that is very good from two players. But wait, there's more. It's like an infomercial. But wait, there's more! We've got Cam Reddish, too! Sorry, we also have Cam Reddish, not trying to confuse the listeners out there, but Cam Reddish, a third-star freshman player for the Duke Blue Devils. Cam Reddish is averaging 17 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. So between the three freshmen alone, this is not including any statistics from any of the holdovers. Now, yes, Mike Krzyzewski has essentially perfected the coaching and handling of one-and-done teams. But still, the three freshmen combined 67 points, 20 rebounds, and 11 assists. You can't ask much more from a trio in college basketball, let alone a trio of freshmen. So shout out to all of the Duke freshmen, mainly those three, Zion Williamson, R.J. Barrett, Cam Reddish, all first-round picks as soon as they enter the draft, which may be as soon as next April. So Duke Blue Devil freshmen winners this week. All right, so those are all my winners. We also have a couple losers.
Easy! The who? The her.
First loser, the Oakland Raiders, 1-8, and they haven't scored a touchdown in their last 9 quarters. Now they're playing the Arizona Cardinals this weekend. Not only is it possible they score a touchdown, it's also possible that they get a win. However, Arizona's defense has been playing pretty well lately. They did great against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs last week. It's entirely possible the Raiders don't score a touchdown again this week. Speaking of crappy situations, my next loser, Kansas State football, because they're withholding some of the bowl rings from players who have left the program after winning a bowl. One such player, Ian Nordell, who was a redshirt freshman in 2017 and transferred for fall of 2018, says he was among the players who did not get his Cactus Bowl ring following an 8-5 season in 2017. And it's stories go on. Multiple players, both anonymous and both coming out and speaking out and giving their name and everything. It's not a good look for Coach Bill Snyder, who is one of the most respected coaches in college football. But it's I don't even know if it's an antiquated kind of thing that he's doing, where, hey, you leave the program, you don't get a ring. I don't quite know how to explain what he's trying to do there, but it's kind of crappy. I'm not a fan of it. I don't like it, and there's a lot of heat. yeah, it's a bowl ring, so it's not like it's illegal recruiting or anything, but there is a lot of heat going on, and I do feel bad. That does stink. Good job, good effort, cousin of losers. LeBron James, he's shooting 40% from the free throw line in the final minute of one possession games since last season. It's the worst among players with 10 free throw attempts or more in situations like that. Yes, LeBron is one of the greatest of all time, but apparently the notion that he's not clutch, at least from the free throw line, has rang true for the last season and change. We'll see if that changes at all as he goes on and continues his play for the Lakers. And closing things up at the diner, say what?
Say what?
EPL, English Premier League referee David McNamara, forgets his coin to flip the coin and the team's going to determine which side of the field they'll attack towards. So he tells the players, the captains, to do rock, paper, scissors, and then he's suspended 21 days by the FA, the Football Association. So rather than celebrating him for his ingenuity and creativity, they suspended him because technically he did break the rules. All things like that have to be done by a coin. Oh, well, I admire you, David McNamara. I appreciate your problem solving, your quick thinking. Yes, technically you did break the rules. That's going to wrap it up here at the Niner. You are tuned in to the Taco Man Audio Magazine live on Sports Byline.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's PredictSports.tv. Watch, predict, win at PredictSports.tv.
Looking for the next great crowdfunding opportunity? Check out PondHop, the rewards marketing engagement program for small to medium-sized businesses. Currently funding on Kickstarter, this is a great chance to get in at the start of an innovative way to use social media to grow your business. Co-founded by one of Facebook's founding engineers, PondHop uses a unique point system to give business owners a fun way to reward their loyal clients and customers. To learn more and to make a pledge, head to Kickstarter and search for PondHop, revolutionizing rewards for consumers and businesses. PondHop.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. All free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, that's Marty. I'm Seth. These are our favorite jokes of the week. Florida has ordered a mandatory recount of both its Senate and gubernatorial results from last week's election. And hopefully, if all goes well with the Florida recount, by next week, Al Gore will be president. A toy company has announced that it will begin selling a Lego-inspired kit for kids called MAGA Build the Wall. The way it works is you scream about how much you want it, and your parents never provide the funding. Two men are competing to be the first person to complete an unassisted 921-mile trek across Antarctica, which is dumb because if they just wait a few years, Antarctica will only be like 20 miles tops. A bed slept in by Bill Clinton will be sold at an auction this weekend, but before you waste your money, most beds have been slept in by Bill Clinton. According to the latest vote totals, Democrats are now on pace to gain up to 40 seats in the House and lose only 1 to 2 seats in the Senate. Democrats reportedly celebrated by Googling how to celebrate.
From the great Seth Meyers to Rachel Nichols, of course, with ESPN fame, guess what, folks? I like women broadcasters, but guess what? I like women broadcasters with an attitude. And this chick's got one. I love her. Check her out. Rachel Nichols on ESPN.
In case you haven't heard, Kevin Durant has a player option that can make him a free agent this offseason. Have we mentioned that? Has anyone mentioned that recently?
So.
Has Draymond mentioned that recently?
No.
I don't know. Has anyone talked about that? Allow us to cross-promote for a moment, tell you our friend Brian Windhorst has a column up on the ESPN app.
Wait up.
Calling KD the most powerful person in the NBA. And think about this for a second. Here's a guy who basically has what could be one of the most lasting dynasties in the sport in the palm of his hand. If this summer he decides to stay, they will stay the favorites for the next few titles. If he decides to go somewhere else, he will change a whole other franchise, maybe change the balance of power from west to east, right?
Or maybe from west to west also.
West to wester. Yeah. So, Paul, do you buy that right now he's the most powerful person in the NBA?
I wouldn't say the most powerful person. That's still LeBron, you know, because LeBron has the most influence on and off the court. But when we're talking about a guy who can tilt the balance of power, then yes, KD, but it's still LeBron.
That's a good point, sort of the way other players look at him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think about that, but yes, if LeBron decided to do something, if that man wore like a toaster oven on his shoulder on the way to work,
right.
Everyone would show up with toaster ovens.
It's just his influence.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the same influence LeBron does when he speaks, you know, but we just talk about basketball, you know, he's up there, you know, because you got to talk about guys like AD and of course, KD. So as far as most powerful, it's still LeBron.
Yeah, I mean, think about all the things that LeBron does, like what he did off with the school this summer and how many guys are like, I want to
do
something.
That, yeah.
Right? That's the most powerful man. But
when LeBron goes workout, everybody comes and works out with him.
I mean, what Durant does have, though, he has the most leverage.
Mm-hmm.
He has the most leverage because of his... If KD had a 5-year deal, then Ryan Windhorst wouldn't write that
right.
column.
Exactly.
It's because he has the leverage right now because, as you said, it's not just affecting what happens in Golden State, but he could dramatically change the fortunes of another franchise.
Yeah.
Like, for instance,
the New York Knicks.
A team that's been bad for a while. If he goes there, I'm not saying the championship contenders overnight, but look at the positivity that's happened with LeBron coming to L.A. That same kind of revitalization could happen. But, Paul, you put in another destination for KD that could change the matter.
Yeah, I think he could be a Laker.
Why, though? Why? To do what?
So look, it's funny you say that, Paul.
And I think that's what he's doing.
13-year NBA veteran Jarrett Jack tweeted, "Man, if y'all thought the league was in trouble before, they about to mess around and have AD, KD, and Bron all on the same team." Now, there has been a lot of talk, especially Paul Cinch, since Anthony Davis.
I said this earlier.
Okay, but wait. So Anthony Davis switches to Rich Paul, who, of course, Rich Paul's most famous client is LeBron James.
KCP.
And there is a feeling.
Now, think about this.
Want to play
if
together.
This happens.
Yes.
LeBron is the most powerful
there you go.
Guy in the NBA. It's for him to influence AD and KD to come to your team in L.A.
Am I the only...
Can I say it?
Yes, go.
It ain't gonna happen.
Thank you. Am I the
one
only
One of those
person?
Two will come.
Kevin Durant is... I mean, I
one look, of those two will
I,
come.
If I am wrong, we can replay this
bet.
Clip.
If I'm a
I
betting
promise.
Man.
You can replay it. I do not see any way Kevin Durant would want to leave a situation in Golden State where he's winning all the time. But the one criticism is you joined up with too many superstars to come to the Lakers to join up with a bunch of superstars. Why would he do that?
That's the day and age we live in.
A week ago, I was 100% on your side on that, Rachel. And then today, Paul said, how funny would it be if he went to the Lakers just to beat the Warriors and
just
Draymond?
To beat the Warriors.
And now I'm like, wait a second. Now I'm on Paul's side. I'm telling you. But
I think it could happen.
Let's be serious. And
let's see how it ends this year.
Look, I mean, obviously, none of us know the future. It could absolutely happen.
I'm predicting
but man,
it right now. KD will be on the Lakers.
I'm gonna do the serious analysis though, right now. The AD part ain't gonna happen. The AD part ain't gonna happen because
why?
The Supermax is going to be on the table for him. He's not passing up on that much money. It's been offered four times, and it's 4 for 4 so far.
Well,
Russ,
okay.
Steph,
Harden. All of those were situations, though, where the team knew that the guy was going to take it. You and I have gone back and forth with all kind of people on Kawhi Leonard.
They
understand it didn't get to that point, but they certainly plan to. And here's the deal. Here's the better comparison. I asked Anthony Davis about this directly a month ago. And I said, how important would it be to you to be the highest paid player in the NBA? Because if he takes that Supermax, that is what he would be. And he said money isn't everything.
I mean, he's just coming off a $150 million contract. So, what? You know, he'll get a $200 million contract?
Look, you're not giving up $80 million just because
you're going to be either two. What are the numbers looking like?
So, right,
Supermax will be like,
right.
What?
$230, $240? It's about like a $50 million swing. And this is something that I've asked the players on this show since they introduced the Supermax, which
you gotta understand.
Any amount of millions of dollars is going to be a lot.
You can make up half of that by going to a big market.
Right, well, that's what the team sells you. Does it matter?
But he could get that deal in New Orleans, and then a year later.
For a year.
So until you wait a year, you've got $84 million.
Well, look, I think that.
Why does if he's going to get traded in 8 months, why would he just get traded today? Why is he going to wait 8 months?
Because he legitimately wants to do well in New Orleans. He is trying very hard to make that franchise success.
And so his mind is going to change. According to Jared Jack, in 8 months, his mind is going to change.
AD has been very open about this, and I believe him. I respect what he's saying. He says, "I want to win in New Orleans. I want to make this work. This is where I was drafted." Yes. He has given it everything he can this year. If they get through this year and they are not in the position where he feels they're really competitive.
What position is that?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you or I can decide that. I don't think it's one round of playoff success.
Okay.
I think it's somewhere between, I don't think it has
conference
to be winning
finals?
A championship, but I think it's more than a round. I think then he will sit and reevaluate and say, okay, is this a franchise I think I can win with because that's important to me? So yes, I'll take the big pile of money. Or do I need to turn that down to go somewhere I think I can win? That is the decision. But I respect the fact that he's not trying to make it now.
He's not
demanding a trade. He wants to win with New Orleans.
He didn't change ages for no reason.
That's
true.
He
knows something big is coming up.
One way or the other. I mean, look, either way, something big will come up this summer, right? Either he takes a Supermax or he wants a trade. So let's talk about Steph Curry. Out for the next few games for the Warriors, dealing with that groin strain. As I mentioned earlier in the show, still on the road trip, even though he is guaranteed not to play. According to Steve Kerr, what he provides off the court equally valuable to his on-court performance, which is saying something. Kerr said yesterday, quote, he's got the respect of everybody in the organization, on the team. He brings us together. Steph is the short Tim Duncan. Having played with Tim Duncan and having been through all kinds of stuff in San Antonio, when you have a guy like Tim, a guy like Steph Curry, it makes your whole world easier. I love that video of them on the bench. I felt like it was really important. Again, if that had been, oh, look at Steve and Tim. Not as laughing as much there. That's amazing, Steve. But yeah, I mean, Paul, a guy like that can change everything, right?
I mean, I don't really get it. Like, how do you say Tim Duncan? Because to me, Tim Duncan came off as, like, quiet, to himself, personal. Like, Steph is more
fun. You didn't play with him.
I know, I didn't play with him. But, you know, he just, when I look at Steph on the sideline, and I see Tim Duncan on the sideline. Yeah. You know, he's poker face Tim Duncan. And Steph, you know, he smiles. He shows emotion. But I think in the way he's saying it is, he's sort of like the mediator between everything off the court. You know, that guy.
He's a
leader. Everybody respects Steph. And when he speaks, it speaks volumes. And he's not on one side or the other. And he's like a median that everybody respects in that way. And I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Steven Jackson talks about all the time about how Tim Duncan, he didn't have to go around beating his chest.
Mm-hmm.
People just knew if Tim said it this way, then everybody else going to
do it.
I was on the radio with Antonio Daniels the other day. Same thing. He made the same comparison that Tim was the standard bearer for the locker room. So if Tim went that way, we all knew he's our leader. He's the best player here.
Right.
We're all going to fall in line. With Steph, I see what you're saying, Paul. It is a different type of leadership because Steph is, when I think about when the Warriors are at their best, it's when they're having fun,
they
right?
Enjoy, right? That's what I'm saying. They're the first ones to synthesize joy.
There you
basketball
go.
Analytic.
The biggest example is the Washington Wizards game, where he's throwing the high up, like layups up into the sky, and he's shooting threes and running around and doing the airplane. Like, that's the Warriors, and that joy comes from him, and it is infectious. Everyone wants to feel like that, and so that's why he's so important.
I'd just like to point out that for two straight games now, Boogie Cousins has been the peacemaker. Just think about that. Coming up, Timberwolves owner, I agree. I have been saying Team Boogie on the show for 3 years. Timberwolves owner Glenn Taylor says they wasted time trying to convince Jimmy Butler to stay.
You think?
You're going to want to hear what these guys have to say about that. But first, here's our distant replay from this date, 2007. This was a great find. Rookie Kevin Durant.
Oh,
nice way to end this segment.
Oh, snap. Got a little snow on the jersey action.
Chance to catch it.
Oh, man.
What could have been?
Oh, boy.
Aww.
Look at Nick Collison.
A shocker.
Oh, man.
Getting to see KD on that court in preseason this year was pretty
cool. Oh, my, look how young he looks.
Love it. Lopez is eighth in the NBA and three is this season. He loves Disneyland. It's like his favorite place. I think, like, the rumor is he and his brother actually have, like, a house on the property in
Club
Disney World.
They're members of Club 33, which is the exclusive.
Very fancy.
Secret.
Very fancy. It's
Disneyland
a great nickname. Splash Mountain. I'm in for it.
I like it. He's letting it rain.
Happiest place on earth.
There you go.
You should be a Warrior if you're going to be a Splash Mountain, though.
Oh,
I'd be like, no, come on. Like,
it's like a splash in law. Miss Clarity, Nuggets swinging the ball around. Jokic finds Paul Millsap.
Was that a pass? Hold on.
Okay, so this is the question.
That was a pass. You see his wrist like that? Yeah.
That was a pass.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Because there was some discussion in the newsroom about whether this was intended.
That angle doesn't look good, but the other angle's a lot
angle
clearer.
looked like it got blocked, but the other angle looked like it passed.
Okay, all right. Make enthusiasm. Check out Coach Dan Hurley after UConn beats Syracuse. Gasses up his player, then goes professional with a handshake. Right? Someone describes it on Twitter as me on Twitter versus me on LinkedIn. So that meme is still taking off.
My second favorite Hurley.
Right.
Number one is Bobby. Bobby Hurley. ASU, stand up. We're coming back, baby.
I love it.
Yes. For you at all. By the way, it's a good thing McMenamin wasn't on the show today. He would have
been crying.
Syracuse cheers. Miss disadvantages. Clay sees Capella rolling to the rim, steps in, blocks the seven-footer.
Mm-hmm.
Are you surprised? Clay, I don't think gets enough credit for his
Clay
defense.
Clay is one of the best defenders in the league. He doesn't even get a lot of credit for
right?
it.
This is a shocking stat. I did not. I
would have guessed he'd been on at least two or three times.
Yeah, at least second or third team. Like, I was shocked when I found that out. Because he's, like you said, he's legit one of the best defensive players on the wing.
He can guard 3-4 positions.
And Kawhi, Paul George, Jimmy Butler. Those are the guys.
Those are the guys. And you've seen it. And I think that during the season, it doesn't come out as much
because
they're winning by so much. But in the playoffs, I feel like it has made such a big difference with him. Make rotations. Spurs lost last night. DeMar DeRozan, man, 360 layup.
I like it.
Home cooking.
Right?
I was like, he went.
This means we can bring this video
out.
Back from the summer of 2016. This was on a Chinese defender, but it was still so good.
Is that in Vegas or
Paul, how hard,
I've never seen
it was in
anybody
hard,
get in China?
How hard is it to pull off that shot, Paul? Mr. Shotmaker.
Well, I've never pulled off a 360 layup, let alone.
By the way,
you see he almost does
another
guy 360?
There's another play that happened, by the way, with DeMar DeRozan. He lost the ball out of bounds and almost ran into Michelle Beadle and Allison Porter. Look at Beadle. look at Allison. Look at her. Look on her faces here. Who was a cucumber?
Jeff Green fires away. His three-pointer won't go. Durant the rebound. Still plenty of time. No fouls to good for Cleveland. Ahead to Curry. Curry sets, fires, puts it up. Bang! Steph Curry from way downtown. Going up on 3.5 remaining. And it's Golden State. Curry way outside. Another three. Steph Curry has set a finals record. His 9th three-pointer of the game.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
I went to penitentiary. Gene Wilder, I did a movie. I went to, not me personally, I mean, I went to do a film in penitentiary. I was up there 6 weeks, Arizona State Penitentiary. It was something. Oh, you're applauding for that? Arizona State Penitentiary, real popular. Oh, man, it was strange because it's like 80% black people. And what's strange about that is that there are no black people in Arizona.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah.
Wrapping up another edition of the Taco Man Audio Magazine. Of course, a exclusive production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Producer, the great Paul Scott Cuddy. Can't do things without him around here, no doubt about it. But also want to thank you, the listener, and of course, Dominic Jimenez, a star of the network, no doubt about it. He's got a broadcast future so rich, it's unbelievable, folks. Dom's Diner, of course, an exclusive product of the Johnny Taco Show each and every Saturday night right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we come to you each and every Saturday night Pacific time. That's 10 o'clock Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern time, is 7 o'clock in the 50th state, Honolulu, Hawaii. So I want to thank Seth Meyers, Dominic Mendez, Scott Cuddy, but most importantly, I want to thank you because, you know, you could be doing a million things right now. The fact you're listening to this show, well, it touches me and it makes me feel good. Thank you so much for being part of the Taco Matt Audio Magazine, live only on Sports Byline.
This is Sports Overnight America.